It's a Friday. Happy Friday and happy weekend in advance. Well, some people will say their weekend starts on Friday. Well, I'm not one of those people. If your weekend starts today, happy weekend. Welcome to The Sunny Side. My name is Constance Mega. 27 minutes gone past 12. And yes, we will talk. All right, so we will start off with a conversation that, of course, has to do with kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if we have every other conversation about adulting and we do not consider the children in any way, we will be doing ourselves a disservice, right? Exactly. All right, so now they're at home, Easter holiday, or whatever it is that's going on right now. But the kids are home, all right, for I don't know how long. But there's something that happens when there is a holiday like this. Usually, kids, after they have gone on a holiday, by the time they are returning, they are not going back to the same school. Sometimes it is because, especially when it is the third term, or maybe it's the second term. Some people actually do that in the second term, or just maybe the first term, right? So changing schools or switching schools, moving from one school to the other. So many reasons that actually might make a parent change their child's school. Okay, so we'll be talking about the effects of changing schools on kids. Welcome on board. Okay, so let's quickly delve into this conversation. Now, remember, you can be a part of this conversation. Head on to Facebook, to Twitter, to everywhere. Instagram, websites. All right. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. That's for Facebook and other platforms. Of course, social media is Nigeria Info PH. So find us and join the conversation from there. You can also tell your friends and your loved ones who are not even in the country. Tell them there's this radio station I like to listen to. They do some great stuff. Listen to them, even online. All right. So you can also get onto our website at www.nigeriainfo.fm. And of course, you can send me messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. All right. So there are various reasons, a lot of them, actually, that may cause a child to change schools. Now, it could be that maybe the family changed location, right? And maybe because of a parent's job, probably someone got some kind of promotion or someone got a job somewhere. And they decided, you know what, we're all moving. Could be the mom or the dad who got that job, and the job is bigger than the other person's job. Talking about the parents now. And then they decide to move the entire family to that part of the world or the country. So, of course, if that happens, the kids, they will have to find a new school for them. Or it could even be divorce or separation. Yeah. Or even death of either parent. It could also lead, or even both of the parents, it could actually lead to a child changing school, because probably the other person might not want to continue staying in that environment, you know, just to clear their heads. They might decide to move, and then they move with the kids. Or if the child is orphaned, some aunt or uncle might decide to take them, and they will have to change schools, right? So whatever it is, there's always a reason. Now, there are other cases, actually, where the parents just decide that this is the best thing for our kids right now, or for our child right now. We have to switch schools. And it could be based on their personal reasons, for whatever reasons that they may have. It could be due to social reasons, yeah, or academic, or some other reasons. I know someone who had to change or switch their kids' school because the kids are complaining of bullying. A particular person just kept bullying the kids in that school. And the parents were like, you know what? We're just tired of this. As the school is not taking care of it, let's just move the kids so that they can concentrate and do well in school, right? And then some other persons also have had to switch because they felt this particular school, they're not doing so well. They're not really helping my kids. And then they have to move. So what I'm looking at is the fact that there are consequences It could be positive. It could be negative. On the positive side, you could say that the child could learn to be very interactive with people. You know, social skills might be built in that regard. Yeah, I know another person might say, but no, it's not going to affect the way the child, what's the word now, interacts with other people. But no, there are kids who, the fact that they're meeting new people is just a good thing for them. They just find a way around it. They're able to just meet different people almost all the time. And it helps them to communicate well and faster. All right. That's just one. And then on the negative side also, it could affect the child's academic performance. And this effect on the child's academic performance, crazy enough, it could be negative, it could be positive. Either when you switch schools, the child gets to a better school, a school where nobody's bullying the child, or the environment of that particular school is such that your child just really likes and adapts very much to. And the child begins to do well in school. Or you could switch schools and the child gets into a new school and it's like everybody in this school is smarter than I am. I can't cope. And the child starts doing really badly or for whatever reason. So there are negative and there are positive effects. So I want to find out from you. When you think of switching children, all right, from school to school, whether once or twice or three times, some people do it really frequently, happens frequently. And I've heard people who are kids to some security agents, actually, whether the police or the army. I've heard some of them say that they've had to switch schools over and over and over because they were always moving or something. All right. So I want to find out from you, when you think about, you know, switching kids from one school to the other, do you think of only the positive? And if that's what you're thinking, tell me what you think the child is going to gain or what the child has gained, in case you're a parent and you've done this and you've seen some beautiful changes in your child. Now, if you are considering the negative aspect, what negative effect have you seen or do you think switching schools have on kids? All right, so that's it on the sunny side for now. Let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. And 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. And of course, 0817-923-0003. 07. Remember to send messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. I don't know. For some reason, I can't find my WhatsApp here. But we're good. I've seen it, though. Hello, you're welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Berlin.
Did you say Berlin?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You're welcome. Please go on.
Thank you. Yeah. I am a married man and I have a son. Although my wife and my son is not with me, they always travel because of the nature of my job. I don't even have time for my own son. And the academic part of what you are discussing is really affecting him because definitely he cannot concentrate. For like, he's about 5 years now.
Mm.
He has traveled for like 3 years.
Ouch.
To different schools.
Wow.
So,
and you're saying there's really nothing you guys can do about it?
Sorry?
I'm asking, is it that there's nothing you can do about it?
Sincerely speaking, I don't have an option.
For now, actually.
Yes, for now.
Okay. But have you also considered getting him a teacher who comes to the house to also school him, wherever you move him to at any point in time, to help his...
No, I've not done that.
I think it's something you should consider.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, so we're talking about the effects, all right, that changing schools could have on kids. What are those effects you think changing schools could have on a child? Now, my first caller says he's, from what he has observed in his own son, it's having a negative effect on him. All right. So my question is actually, when you're talking about the effect now, it has to be either positive or negative, right? So looking at the positive side, what would you tell me are the positive effects of changing schools on kids, if there are any, if you think there are any? But if they are negative, please also share with me. And if you have any experience, if you have a child especially, or you know any child whose parents have switched schools over time and you've seen the effects on the child, share with me as well. Hello, you're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Amaka. I'm calling from.
All right, welcome, Amaka.
Okay. On this question number, it depends on what you want. Can you hear me?
Your line is breaking, Amaka.
Okay. Position. I was trying to say, what depends on what you want as well.
Amaka, you have to call me back, actually. I can barely understand what you're saying. Your line is still breaking. All right. But if you're not able to get through, please do well to send me a message via SMS. Oh, sorry, via WhatsApp. What's going on in this head? Nothing. I'm fine. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. You can send a message to that number. And of course, the numbers to call are 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0003. And 0817-923-0002. Changing schools. What kind of effect do you think it has on a child? Negative? Positive? Let's talk. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Gosfield from...
All right.
From Obiapo.
All right, you're welcome.
So on this issue,
mm-hmm.
I think that why did kids change school is because of either divorce or based on the job. Or negative influence within the school.
Okay. So
but
how
some
about
other
the child?
Reasons are,
okay.
If the child is not comfortable.
Oh, that happened. All right. Do well to call back if you can. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. All right. So sometimes, all right, it could be that the reason, I've actually highlighted some reasons why some parents might decide to, you know, change schools for the kids. It could be because maybe in a particular school, they're not really doing well. You know. And sometimes if you have kids who are really smart and maybe you have a home school teacher, someone who comes to the house to teach them, and then you find out that they're really ahead, like way ahead of what's happening in their school. Some parents just decide to look for another school for the kids. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
You're welcome. What's your name?
The reason why people always change school is, one, you know, children are the learning. So when the parents find out that their child is not learning, they will stop the child from the school.
Okay. So you think when they change the child from that school to another school, the child will begin to learn better?
Yeah. That is okay. If the school that they are changing the child to is better than the previous one.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling. Okay. So he says it could be Maybe because the child is not really learning well, and so they decide to look for another school where they feel, okay, these people know what they are doing. So let me take my child to this school so that my child can learn faster and better. Okay. Hello, you're welcome. What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Is it Nigeria Info?
Yes, you're on Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Israel, calling from the state Kalungu government.
All right, Israel. So talk to me. The effects of changing schools on kids.
There is a positive effect.
All right.
Except when the girl or the boy is brilliant, he will succeed more, even better.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Because you only have effect on the child who has no brain.
In fact, I sent my child
from the where he was to another school. He go and make it very well. Even he was appointed the prefect of the school.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It depends on the school and also on the child. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I'm very sure he did not literally mean if a child doesn't have a brain. I mean, come on. There's no child who doesn't have a brain. I'm sure he meant a child who doesn't learn, who is not learning fast as other kids. All right. Thank you for calling. Hello? Okay. Do well to call back if you can. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Could you speak up, please?
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Leo. I'm Leo from Port Harcourt, and I would like to give my opinion.
Okay, you want to air your opinion, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what do you think?
Well, first of all, I think the reason why parents move their kids to different schools are because of security reasons.
Because
you know, with the things happening now.
Did you hear what I just asked? I didn't hear the last part. You said because of, what was the reason you mentioned?
Because of security.
Security?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is one of the big reasons parents change their children from different schools.
Okay.
And secondly, I think it's the financial issue. You know, when you try to bring these two things together and trying to see how you would fit it, then you would go for maybe a cheaper school that actually teaches well. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. So is it possible to find a cheaper school that teaches better?
Exactly.
So you're saying
security and teaching.
So can you hear me? I'm asking because you said a parent could change schools because of finances. And so they could decide to take the child to a school that is cheaper or they teach better. So I'm asking, is it possible to find a school that's cheaper and then they also teach better?
Well, honestly, I actually am looking for that because I don't know. I have no idea.
You
so is
no
any
problem.
Caller that has...
Maybe that's your calling. Maybe you could just...
Maybe that should
maybe the Lord is saying something to you, don't you think?
You could
start a school, you know, and the tuition is cheaper, and then you're offering really solid teaching.
So are you saying that I should do that?
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. It could be your calling.
Wow, thanks. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
I wanted to say that I'm expecting to. So I'm actually looking for advices from parents.
You say you're looking for advisors?
Advices from parents on this same issue because I will soon be a dad.
Oh, that's beautiful. How soon is that happening?
Yeah. I think soon. I wouldn't want to expose that. My wife will kill me.
I understand. That's good. Congratulations, though.
Thank you very much. My name is Leo Skywall.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's see another person here. Hello. That happened. All right, do well to call back if you can. So we're talking about switching schools, all right? Moving your kids from one school to another school. The effects, positive, negative, what do you think? On WhatsApp now, good afternoon. As for me, changing school for a child doesn't really end on the negative side. Most times it's good for the child because I have seen a kid, immediately he changed school, he started having good grades. And when he was asked what resulted to the changes, the child said the previous school, they were treating him poorly. It was like they made him feel he was dumb. He had no belief on himself anymore. So the new school brought out the real him. He was allowed to speak in class, ask and answer questions in class too. So you see that the previous school didn't allow the young boy express himself and always made him feel isolated. From PI Fame. All right, thank you very much, PI Fame. Hello. Good afternoon. You're on the sunny side.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Okuruba Wadi Chooks. I'm calling you from Erema.
All right, welcome, Godwin Chooks.
Right. The discussion.
Mm-hmm.
The positive and the negative side of changing a child from one school to another is more of the negative side, more than the positive.
Why do you think it's more of the negative?
Well, I'm talking based on experience.
Oh, all right.
The child.
Okay.
When a child changes a child's school, the first thing you see is that the child seldom adapts to the environment. First. Two, he needs to break his concentration from his former learning center or learning the school before he came to the new school. Now, the second offense he did around himself or herself to copy notes, to ask questions, to do this, to do that, will take time to do. Then the fourth one is that if you're a child that have complex, infinity complex, to move around people or look at teachers and ask questions, it will take a lot of weeks for the child to adapt. Now, the other issue is this. What is the reason first for changing the school? Is it because the parents are going to that school before they move to another one? Or is it because of the culture of maybe changing place of habitation where they live? But if it is for the sake of maybe the child is not doing well in the first school and you change the child to the new school, then you have a positive effect. But if it's because the parent is going there and you move the child to another place, then the child will have problems.
What do you think the child will have problem? Hold on. What do you think the child will have
problem?
Can you hear me?
The learning center is not doing well, then the child will not prop up.
Mr. Godwin.
It takes time to adapt.
Mr. Godwin.
Yes.
Hello. All right. So you were saying if the reason for changing the child's school is because the parents were owing the previous school, the child is going to have a problem. Why do you think the child will have a problem?
No. What I mean is that the reason for changing the child's school.
Mm-hmm.
They said that the parents move from one location to the other.
I heard that part, but I'm referring to the part where you said if the parents are owing the previous school and decided to move the child to a new school while they've not paid up in the other school, that the child will have a problem.
What I mean by this is that when the child is good in the former place and it comes to the new place now, it won't take the child time to adapt. And this other activities will not take time for the child to adjust. But if for the fact that the child is not even good because of some innate or acquired abilities of the child and coming to a school, now the child will be difficult for the child to adapt. A circle of friends, and your breaking of concentration, and other factors, other abilities.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Now, based on what he's mentioned so far, is it not natural with human beings? Like, if we get to a new place, even when you get a job in a new place, you don't automatically, that very first day, you've adapted, you're friends with everybody. I mean, who does that? I don't think so. I think it would take a while, you take some time to even remember some people's names, starting with the people in your immediate department. It will take a while for you to even remember people's names. And then from interacting with them every day, you can build a relationship with them. I think it's the same thing that happens with kids. So if you're moving kids from one school to the other, they still need time to adapt. Hello? All right, do want to call back if you can. Remember, we have the news coming up at 1 p.m. And of course, afterwards, we have another program that's coming up. All right, this is quite long, but let's see. Good afternoon, Madam Constance. Here in Oyibo, the main reason is for WAEC, NECO, SSCE certificates. The highest proportion of students that change school change in SS3, followed by SS2. The SS2 students' parents change them in SS2 to resume in SS3 in the new school so they can sit for SSCE illegally, I must add. So such SSCE instigated kids are the ones who manipulate their parents into the change by hyping the prospective school's reputation. So they aren't quick to inform their parents of any potential negativity in that new school. The others change because of relocation, inability to afford the school fees, or to run away from paying the school fees owed. But then, students who find it hard to interact and integrate would struggle with making new friends in new schools and may be isolated and could even become reclusive, making them targets for bullies and, unfortunately, pedophiles. But extroverts end up increasing their network of friends. All right, thank you very much, Tex from Oyibo. Let's get back to the phone lines. I don't think this call will get through now. Well, you do well call to call me back, 0817-923-0002. Good afternoon, dear presenter. Changing a school for kids could give birth to academic inconsistency or instability in learning. This also will expose the kids to a totally strange environment. Lack of concentration is also considered here. Gody Mike, that's your message. All right. Thank you, Gody Mike. And I'm still taking your calls. I'll take a few more before we go for that break. Remember to head on to Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3, and drop your comments there. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, my name. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right. So talk to me.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want to give an opinion about the reason why parents change schools, but I want to say something that is slightly different.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that for us to make the best out of this topic, we also need to get the children's point of view. That's quite an interesting topic. I've noticed most of the time that most of the discussions are taken from the adult point of view, even when children's issues are being discussed. And the children will not have the opportunity in this type of forum to air their views, for us to have a balanced reportage and different views on the same, different perspectives on the same topic.
Okay.
So something has been bothering me. I've gone through your program schedule. I noticed that your station does not have any program that is specifically tailored towards children. It's only one program that I know that is tailored towards children, and that is the spelling program that happens on Sundays. So is it possible for us to make the most so that we can have a program that is specifically tailored towards children so that a forum will be created for children to express themselves so that we can look at things from the child's point of view also instead of looking at it from the adult's point of view or from the parent's point of view as educational. Because when that happens, then we'll be able to look at the same topic from different perspectives, and that is when you are going to get a balanced view of the same topic.
All right. All right.
That's my take. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. So you're looking at having the kids' show or program within the week.
Sure.
Just on a Sunday.
Exactly. So that they can discuss certain things concerning them. Even the issues, there are some other programs. Well, there are some topical issues that have been coming up, such as the issues that happened on Christmas and so on. So if we have such a program, it is going to be a good opportunity for children to talk and then advise them also. Tell us more, this is why they are interested. But from now, the way it is, nobody has the time to even listen to the children.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
All right. It's something I think management would consider. All right, thanks. On Facebook, Iwezo Uchena says, all round changing schools for the child is bad. It has poor academic influence on the child, and environmental changes, free association in class will actually take a while on the child, thereby reducing the child's performance in the classroom. All right, thank you very much. My name is Constance Mega.